Hello, and welcome to the Way Family Podcast. My name is Zach, and I do this podcast with my wife.
Hey!
She is here.
It's me.
And we do it together. Today, we're going to be talking about expectations and how to set proper expectations, maybe.
So for this right now, let's practice. Just for this episode, lower your expectations just a smidge.
Yeah. If you're expecting anything from this podcast, just lower your expectations a lot and then...
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Win-win.
Yeah, but don't think that it will be amazing because then you'll be disappointed. Before we get into the main topic today, we are going to talk about our week a little bit, but we also have a voicemail that I have not listened to yet, so... Let's listen to that, and if there's a question, we'll answer it, and then we'll talk about our week, and then we'll get into the main topic.
Hey, so this is my voicemail for the Way Family Podcast. I've been listening to the podcast about making friends as an adult, which, man, is so hard. I'm dealing with the exact same thing and could relate to so much of what Hannah said. Just a lot of awkward moments. But anyways, specifically I wanted to ask, do you all, I don't know if anyone else like even thinks about this, but you're married, obviously. So do you guys have to have conversations as a married couple about being friends with members of the opposite sex, or is that just like easy for you and it's fine and you can be friends with members of the opposite sex and it doesn't bother your spouse? Or how do you do that? Do you hang out together with friends? Or I was just wondering, because I tend to overthink things and worry, and I just don't exactly know how to approach that. I definitely want to be friends with people, but I always worry that if it's someone of the opposite sex, that I will give off the wrong vibes, or I don't even know how to go into it, honestly. I was just wondering if you guys had any thoughts on that, and if so, what are they? And I'd be curious to hear more about that. All right, thanks.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah, that's a good question. I think we actually have talked about something like this previously. Maybe it was a question we got previously, because I remember talking about Titus and how he's like both of our really close friends. But like, I don't have any guy friends that I'm super close with that aren't also friends with Zach. Like all of my close guy friends, well, close is maybe relative because they're not anywhere as close as my girlfriends, but all of my close guy friends are like first friends with Zach, if that makes sense. So, but it's not necessarily like we've said like, oh, you're not having any close guy friends, or like I've said to him, you're not having any close girlfriends. But like, I guess what would be the point of him having like friends that were girls that weren't friends with me? You know, like that would, I don't know. This is just speaking from our perspective. We're not saying anything about rules or anything, because everyone has to come up with what works for themselves. But what do you think about that?
I mean, I agree with you, but I do think that people place a lot of emphasis on this for no particular reason. It's kind of like a fear-based thing.
Yeah,
obviously,
it is.
Like the obvious thing is everyone's like scared of like, oh, like what if they cheat on me?
Yeah. But I think that like when you reduce it to that simplicity, then it's kind of just like objectifying the other person, like the potential like friend of the opposite sex. So like, let's say that like I had a guy friend that Zach wasn't friends with, and like just to like, without even knowing the guy or anything, if Zach said, you can't be friends with him, it's kind of like objectifying like that person. Just the same if Zach was like friends with a girl that I wasn't friends with, and I just said like, you can't be friends with her. Like, I don't know. That's like objectifying her, like saying like, okay, I don't trust you. You're friends with the girl that I'm not friends with. Well, okay. First of all, that would be weird if you were friends with the girl that I didn't know. And like, if you were like close friends with her and you hung out with her, that would be weird.
Okay.
Would that be weird if I had a guy friend that you weren't friends with that I hung out with all the time?
Yeah. It'd be weird.
Yeah.
In our circumstance, it'd be weird if either of us had friends that
we that the other didn't know.
That the other didn't know or the other didn't hang out with.
That's true.
Because Hannah and I have been friends, like best friends, for like 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our friends are each other's friends. Like, we share friends.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it is weird to me when I hear that Hannah has hung out with some new people and she's like, oh, I hung out with my friends today. I'm like, oh, who did you hang out with? And she's like, oh, this, like, whatever their names are. And then I was like, oh, who's that? I was like, I've never heard of that.
Caitlin and Jess.
Yeah, I was like, who's Caitlin and Jess?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had other friends. I'm not friends with them.
It's a mom group.
Wait, you can't be friends with those girls unless I'm friends with them.
That is true, though, because, like, besides that, we always do mostly everything together. I mean, Zach has, like, he'll go hang out with some of his guy friends sometimes, and I have, like, my own girlfriends, but for the most part, all of our friends are both of our friends, and...
But I also do think that what you said earlier, to go off of the objectifying people, what did you say? Okay, rewinding my brain.
If you say that, like...
No, you said, what's the point of having a friend of the opposite sex for me?
Oh, yeah, I would say, like, what would be the purpose of you having a friendship outside of, like, that I'm not, like, part of?
Yeah.
That is like a member of the opposite sex, you know? And I guess that's, I don't know. That's
yeah, I think
tricky.
that is kind of objectifying, maybe not objectifying, but definitely putting, for instance.
I'm just talking about for our marriage.
Yeah,
like,
for our marriage.
Not in general. Like, for us, like, that would be weird. Like, what would be the point of you having a friend that's a girl that I also don't know? Like, there's not, like, unless, like, I don't know, like, why?
What if it was about something that, what if it was something that I was really into that you're not into at all? What if, for instance, I hated cooking and I wanted to eat out all of the time and there was a chef that you took a class with and you guys hung out and cooked stuff, baked stuff together? And I was like, I don't want to
do that. I don't know. I mean, I understand.
What
but...
if I took a car mechanic class and there was a girl in the class and she came over and we had beers and fixed the car in the garage?
Okay, I would feel really weird about that. I would feel really weird about that. And maybe it's because I would feel threatened, but that would feel very weird to me.
But it'd be fine if it was a guy.
Yeah.
And you weren't friends with him.
Well, I mean, I would probably become friends, but if you guys, like, I don't know. I would be very weirded out by that. Like, also, the thing that I would want to know is, like, okay, why is this single girl coming over to a married man's house to hang out with him, you know? Like, just the same as, like, if there was a single guy that decided to just come over and start hanging out with me and the kids during the day or something. Like, that would be very strange.
Didn't one of the, like, vice presidents or, not president, maybe one of the nominees, like, he was running, gosh, I forget who it was, but, like, someone got roasted for following what he called the Billy Graham rule. Where he never allowed himself to be in the same room.
Alone
or like didn't
with a
travel. Yeah, like didn't travel with women or something.
That's
like
that. A whole nother level. Like when I think that that's a lot, like really big in Christian circles. Like.
But this is the same thing that you're talking about, kind of.
It is. But again, it's just for like. I think it's different for us because we know each other. And it's not like I think, oh, Zach's hanging out with this girl, he's going to cheat on me. It's more just like, why am I not part of this? Like, why was I not, like, I don't know. Like, I would just feel, like, discarded.
Not included.
Not included, which, I mean, feeling included is, like, a really big struggle thing for me. Like, feeling unincluded, I mean. So that's, like, my own personal thing. But I think that if you make a rule, like, I don't know. The main thing that I would be wondering is like, why am I not included? That's what I would feel. And the reason why it's different is because like, if it was a guy, I would feel like, okay, he's having guy time. That's fine. But if it was a girl, I'd be like, okay, this is a female. It's our age. similar, whatever, and I'm not part of this. Like, why? That's what I would wonder. Mm-hmm. Just the same as if, like, I had, like, a guy friend come over and hang out with me and the kids during the day, or, like, sometime when you weren't here. Or, like, if I just, I don't know. It's weird. But again, like, we're just talking just from our perspective, I guess. And
I'd say it's probably, like, if you're married, probably a conversation you should have with your.
Yeah, because it's different for everyone. But, like, the Christian circles being, like, I remember somebody that we kind of used to know. Well, we used to know her a lot better than we do now. But she got all up in arms about this because there was, it's kind of like an unspoken rule, like, in some, like, churches and whatever, but, like, the Billy Graham rule, like you were saying, or whatever rule it is, whoever it is, like, I never allow myself to be alone with a woman. Like, just, and I get that that person is probably trying to be above reproach, you know, like, the just whatever. So I semi understand it, but then, like, when you do it like that, yes, you are totally objectifying any potential woman that you could potentially have a conversation with in your ministry. And also, like, what are you saying about yourself? You know, like, I can't be left alone with a woman, you know, like, that is, I don't know. That's just all of that. Maybe it's very miscommunicated, but I know that's what, like, the mainstream media sees is like, oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to, like, cop a feel or something? Like, you know, but
I just don't see how you have such a problem with that. Like, I guess it's interesting that you would feel really
weird. Don't. What? You know that you would feel the same way as me. You know that.
Yeah, but I don't have such strong opinions on this as you.
I don't have strong opinions. It's just like, I really don't have strong opinions because I've never actually experienced it in real life. It's all been very hypothetical. But, well, actually, I have kind of experienced it. I guess what I just don't understand is, like making that a thing that you announce and say, like, oh, I'm not going to, like, allow myself to be alone with any woman ever, like, in my job. Like, okay, if it's a professional setting, that seems to be, like, a very unprofessional stance to take. Do you know what I mean? Especially if you're taking this stance publicly.
Yeah. I think we should move on.
No, I want to... I want to hear more what you think about it, because I'm just thinking about in our lives, like, you know that it would be very weird. It's not like either of us would ever say, like, you can't do this, you know, like, that's not the kind of marriage that we have, but it would be weird either way. You know that.
Mm-hmm. I just think that it's so funny that you...
I'm, like, so annoyed right now.
...have a, like, major problem with this Billy Graham rule.
No.
And don't see, like, the connection.
I guess. Maybe it's, like, a two-way street or a one-way street, whatever the word is that I'm looking for. I don't know.
And I don't know who this politician was, but I am playing devil's advocate, so I'm...
Yeah.
Just trying to get your goat a little
bit. Yeah, well, I want to get your goat.
Do it then.
Okay, well, you go first.
But what if it was his wife who was like, hey, I just don't feel comfortable. Like, you know, when I was like 18, my boyfriend cheated on me when he was on a road trip with some girl. And I just don't want you to be alone with women.
Okay, then I understand it then. If it's like a thing that they... Oh, I still, like, it still bothers me that it's just, like...
What if it was, like, hiring a personal assistant and I was, like, no women?
If I was hiring
I was hiring a personal assistant.
And you said no women?
Yep, gotta be a man. Or...
I think that
we cannot be friends because... Or I'll hire you, but we can't be friends. Has to only be professional.
Well, I think that we're talking about a different level of friendship. Like, obviously, like, the people that you work with, you're friends with. Like, you don't hang out outside of work often, but like you work with females that you interact with all the time and you're friends with them and you're friendly with them and you have things in common and you talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that is different than like, I don't know.
I think that the main point of, the main point here is that our, oh gosh, this almost came out really wrong. I was about to say our marriage is not exclusive, but like our
news to me,
our friends, the friends that we have are not exclusive to us.
Yeah.
And if they are, then I don't know. Like why? I don't know what the purpose of someone having an exclusive friend that they don't share with someone else
that's,
is. And I think that
exactly
that's a lot
what I was saying.
That's a lot of the fear that is, or not maybe not fear, but uneasiness, or, you know, that's kind of brought into this question. Is like,
well, and especially if it's like somebody that, the thing is, you don't, if it's somebody that like you don't know, I don't know. I'm just thinking about, I think that
well,
the
did,
way that
did
I think
did she say that she was married or not?
She didn't say, and she didn't say her name either, but, I mean, thank you for calling anyways. But when I think objectively about it, like me not part of the situation, it's like, it's hard for me to think, like, across the board because, I mean, I don't know. Like, I could say what I think should be the general rule, but maybe it is different from person to person or from marriage to marriage because that's just something you've got to
figure
out. What
about single people?
Single people, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been single for a really long time, so I don't have any advice to give in that realm. Like, if you're, like, single and looking to mingle, like, I don't know.
Okay, when I was taking BART, they have, in San Francisco, they have singles adventure clubs where, like, you go
Ooh.
And you do hikes and you go, like, wine tasting and things like that so you can make... Oh, sorry. I got burps.
Well, you're drinking sparkling water. You act surprised every time when you're drinking beer or sparkling water and you get burps.
I just... excuse me. I apologize.
Gross.
Welcome to the Way Family Podcast, an unedited, unscripted, and unprepared for podcast.
Oh, gosh.
I was on BART, and I saw this sign, and it was like... strictly platonic, like making friends, like singles making friends, hang out. Because
so then why
it was like,
is it if it's just making friends, then why is it only singles allowed?
Well, their thing was, I think that it's difficult for singles to make friends because everyone like goes out in groups and things like that.
Mm.
I don't know, but I don't know. Is there a friendship? I'm still saying you have a friendship app. We need a friendship app. Non-dating, just like
mm-hmm.
friendship app. You just test someone out. Friendship mm-hmm. date.
I think that like for both, for a single person and a married person, I think like it really does, it depends on your motives, I guess. Like if you're a single person who's looking for a relationship, then... I mean, that's different than if you're a single person who's not looking for a relationship, you know, because, and communication is always a really big factor.
Yeah.
Because if someone is not looking for a relationship and they start, like a girl, let's say she's not looking for a relationship at all. She starts hanging out with a guy that is like becomes a really good friend and she's just totally not looking for a relationship and he falls in love with her or whatever. I don't
mean exactly like what happened to us.
I wasn't looking for a relationship, but I still liked you. So anyways, communication I would say is important, and like if you're married, it you just got to figure it out with your spouse. And
oh
I feel
gosh,
like I'd
just be so awkward, like if I was single I'm like, hey, just want to let you know, just want to be friends, nothing, like that's it.
I know, that would be so awkward. I'm glad that I don't have to date for the first time anymore. I would be so bad at it.
I don't even know if people do that. I don't even, like, do people do that?
Yes, people do that.
Okay. All right.
I just one more thing. I feel like I miscommunicated my thoughts earlier, and I feel like I'm going to get, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't mean to like speak meanly about people who say like, I'm not going to be alone with a member of the opposite sex. I just, because I get that people do it for their own reasons. I just think that like the general rule makes it just seem really like, I don't know. The general rule is annoying to me, but I also understand that people have their own reasons and that like marriage, every marriage is different and you need to like do what's best for your marriage. So I don't know. I don't take back what I said, but I'm just trying to like clarify that I understand. So I reached my stand goal for today.
I also reached my stand goal, which I guess brings us into
talking. But we were in the car for 5 hours today and we reached our stand goal.
Way to go. We did a hike, but let's talk about our week.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Let's fast, like brief overview bullet points.
We had a fun hike earlier this week.
No, start at the beginning.
That's what I'm starting with.
Oh, yes.
A fun hike earlier this week, mm-hmm. and it was really nice. It was so nice to get out. And then we decided last minute to go up to Hume, like one of our favorite places on earth. It's where me and Zach met and where we started dating and blah, 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 all that. And it's in the mountains and there's obviously a lake and like huge giant sequoia trees and it's so magical. So we took our kids up there and just spent the weekend there and it was so much fun. A little bit crazy because with children, everything is just a little bit less relaxing than you had originally intended, but it was still really great and really fun. We got to see some friends, we got to go swimming, we went on a hike, we got to sit outside, we had milkshakes, which I am now regretting. yeah, it was really, really fun, and it was nice.
It was a lot of driving.
It was
a lot of good memories. It was a lot of frustrating moments.
Like a lot. Like all of us were sleeping in one room, and between the two nights, we probably got maybe 8 hours between the two nights.
I don't know. I felt like I got like some solid sleep. It was just intermittent. Forrest had nightmares both nights, like night terrors.
It's like he can sense that he's not in his own room in his own house, and then it was because that doesn't happen normally, and it happened both nights multiple times. And he was in our bed the first night and it was way smaller than our normal bed that we have at our house. It was like a full size and we sleep on a king.
It was a double.
But
go on.
Well, that's a full.
I think a double is a little wider than a full. A full's just longer.
No, that's an XL twin.
Oh, okay.
But a twin is a single, which is weird. But anyways, it was very small.
Yeah, why is a twin called a twin?
I don't know. Yeah, that's weird. But he was moving all around and then he was kicking us and, you know, classic. But we didn't get a lot of sleep. And okay, that was fine. We're like, I asked Zach, what time is it? He's like, are you still going to try to make this a good day after I tell you what time it is? I'm like, what time is it? And he was like, it's 6. I'm like, no. But we still did make it a good day.
The hardest time waking up early in the morning.
I do. Yes. This is a thing. I can totally admit that. It is very hard for me.
Well, you took all of the fun points of the week. So thanks for doing that. I'll cover the not fun part.
Sorry. Well, we spent so much time together this week. That means that's good.
Yeah. Hannah and I signed up for a 6-week challenge
at a gym.
And, we officially start tomorrow. We have personal trainers and a nutritionist and a nutrition plan and workout schedule and app. There's
like
special
classes.
Much stuff.
There's so much stuff, but we're doing it together, and
which is nice.
It's gonna be fun because we're not as healthy as we could be. And we want to be. We are trying to get in shape and like just creating healthy habits
Yeah. And then the knowledge of like which diet and like workout stuff, I either needed like a nutritionist to like help weed through all the crap, because I can't, well, no, I could do it. I don't want to do it.
Well, it's,
and I wouldn't do it. Or I need that, or I need a personal like trainer to create a schedule for me, because
like specific for you,
like specific for me, yeah, because I have plateaued.
And the reason that I'm doing it is not really the same as Zach's, because I'm not like, for the nutrition thing, I'm not looking to like submit to anyone diet or anything like that. But like, I really do like the having the I don't know, the guidelines that the nutritionist has like set for us specifically. Like they, I don't know, I really appreciate that, because it helps me with the starting point, and it helps me see like, okay, if you are trying to build muscle, this is a good, like, these are good food groups to include, and these are good food groups to,
and the amounts, and
yeah, and the
know.
Amounts, and that's really helpful. And I want to be in shape, and I feel frumpy, and I've had two babies, and I know I have given my body complete grace. I know that I've grew humans, but I also want, I'm just ready to be strong, and yeah. So we're
you
doing it.
You got to get strong arms and wrists.
Gosh.
Jeez Louise.
My arms are so weak. I am so weak. Like, I mean, I carry a baby everywhere, but it's like, I can't not lift.
Like moving the furniture into the room, I was like, oh, this is like no problem. Like,
stop.
Forrest could help me do this. Not
Forrest could help you move this ginormous heavy sofa that has recliner legs.
Okay, I was just thinking,
oh,
this is gonna be easy.
This is a hard eye roll right here.
And I asked Hannah, and she's like, yeah, I can help you. And she goes to pick it up, and she's like, nope.
It is a lazy boy, a double lazy boy recliner. Like, it's a sofa recliner. Like, it has a lot of hardware on the inside. It is very heavy. You couldn't lift it by yourself. So if you think Forrest could help you, you would be lifting it by yourself.
Hun, I could lift this by myself.
So then why didn't you?
It's so wide. It's
oh my
too
gosh, my... you're so weak. Just kidding.
Anyways, we started this 6-week challenge. It starts tomorrow, and if we meet our goals, then it is free.
Yep.
If
so we're betting on ourselves, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the really cool part, is it's like motivation.
The really cool part,
part is we're betting on ourselves, and there's accountability and like the knowledge base.
And that we're doing it together, because I was just thinking about this. If I had to do like this, the meal prep and stuff and all that, and do like the workout stuff by myself, because I'm just thinking about like when I did Whole 30 by myself, it was like rough because there was still all the other kinds of foods in the house, you
Wait,
know.
But I did that with you.
You
I
did it like
I started like
half.
A week after
yeah.
you.
But doing that by myself when there's other people in the house that are not doing that is like, it would be so easy to get discouraged. Like, so easy to be like, okay, so he's not eating like this, or he's not doing workouts. Like, well, I don't want to do these workouts. I don't want to eat like this, you know? So I'm really glad that we're doing it together, because it's, like he said, accountability and just help, I guess. And he's going to help me meal prep, so I'm not the only one doing it.
90 minutes.
It's not going to take 90 minutes.
Okay.
It's not going to take us 90 minutes, I don't think. Because we're not going to do like, it's not going to be as intense as they were saying, but.
And what happens if you reach your goal?
Then I get a shopping spree.
Hannah was on the fence about doing this. And I was like, I am going to do this, because I canceled the triathlon that I was going to do because of running, which I hate, which is the worst thing in the world. And I hate. And my knees are bad. So, well, anyways, I also wanted to focus more on strength training and climbing. And so... But I wasn't making a lot of progress with climbing. So I was like, okay, I'm freaking 28 years old.
This is a tangent.
Anyways, so I knew I was going to do it. And Hannah, like, went with me. and was hearing a little bit about it. And then I was like, you should do it with me if you want. She was like, no.
I was mainly saying no because of the money.
Yeah.
And because I was like, well, I hate working out, so no. But then I was also like, okay, but I've wanted to get in shape for a very long time. I've wanted to, like, be a strong person for a long time, physically strong. I know I'm emotionally and mentally strong, okay? Just kidding. And so I was like, I was weighing the pros and cons, but I was like, no, because the money thing.
So it's $500 a person, and you get it back if you meet your goal.
Yeah.
Just so the listeners know.
Okay, so it's $500 a person. And so then he was like, okay, if you do it and you reach your goal. And they set the goals for us. Like, they, like, based on, like, they have a special scale that, like, measures, like, muscle versus fat. Oh, we're talking about this so much, but it's exciting.
Like,
and we're
starting down to your minerals.
It's like a really fancy, fancy scale. Like, it costs $16,000 or something. I don't remember. And it measures all this stuff for you. And then they like make the challenge for you based on all of that information. So it's very specified to you. And so if you reach it, then you can take the money that we get back, the $500, and have a shopping spree, which I'm doing. I'm like starting like the ethical closet thing. And I'm like, that would be really, really good. So I'm really excited. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. Like, it's going to happen. Both of us are going to do it.
All right.
We're going to make it.
Yes.
We've been talking for so long.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, that voicemail, we should have listened to that beforehand so we could have gotten our thoughts in order.
I know.
But it was good. It was live. It was raw.
Oh, jeez.
It was real.
Reckless.
Oh, anyways. Laughing at inside jokes.
Sorry.
This is a great podcast so far.
Oh.
So glad to have you join
us
here.
So glad you lower your expectations in the beginning, and now we're meeting your low expectations.
We have risen to the suck bar. Oh. You don't know what that is. It's like the industry standard, and like like right below that is the suck bar, and so that's what you just have to do just to like exist. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
it's an official term from someone apparently.
Okay, let's get into this expectations and minimizing your loss of expectations, your disappointment. How to minimize your disappointment from having your expectations set too high.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have two kids, 3-year-old and a 10-month-old, and traveling is difficult with little children.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically driving for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Going to new places, having their schedules messed up.
Time.
So we were like, okay, we're going to go. We're going to have this awesome, relaxing, fun, no phone, like good recuperative
refresh
weekend.
Yeah.
And that did not happen at all.
I feel refreshed, but it was just different.
It's a different refresh.
Yeah. I felt refreshed because we got a lot of really good family time and we got to be outside, but not necessarily because I got to sleep a good amount and because I got to relax and like read the book that I brought, because none of that happened really. But
yeah, there was no relaxing.
No, there was. Yeah. Well, when the kids went to bed both nights, it was relaxing for like until we went to bed for 1 hour, 2 hours. But I mean, that's normal to have that relaxed time before bed.
Yeah, there probably would have been a lot more relaxing time if we had stayed home.
Yeah, that's very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot more relaxing time at home.
And so I guess we just had not really thought through what our expectations for the trip were, but we had some subconscious expectations for what it what we might have wanted it to be.
And I will just say that our subconscious expectations weren't necessarily that high. It was really just like, okay, we're going to get there. Our kids are going to be perfect angels in the car, and it's not going to bother them at all that we're driving for 4.5 hours. And then when we get there, they're going to sleep really good at night, and they're going to take their normal naps at their normal times, and everything is
going to
be fine.
And they're going to listen and obey.
They're
going to
listen. So, yeah, it's like normal parent expectations, but we really weren't hoping for anything crazy, you know? But, yeah, it was.
But having realistic, or at least being aware of your subconscious expectations, I think is extremely beneficial, because if I had voiced my subconscious expectations, or like brought them to surface, if I had been a little bit more conscious about what I wanted for the weekend, then I could have lowered my expectations, because I would have realized that that's not realistic. And I think sometimes, like, when you say, or when you actually voice what your expectations are, it makes you a little bit more aware of how potentially unrealistic they might be. For instance,
yeah, that's true.
I was thinking back when we were talking on the podcast last week about making friends, and I think we both have some subconscious, unrealistic expectations for what making a friend and what a new friend will be like. Because the good friends that we have made, we've had a lot of time, a lot in common, very similar values, priorities, like we share a lot of things with them, and it's been, and it's grown over time. And I think that subconsciously, I expect when I make a new friend, we're going to have that level of connection in a much shorter period of time.
Yeah, I think that too.
Like, I just got to find the right person, and then we're going to be like best friends.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's realistic.
No, because those really good friendships that we do have, were like, the reason why they're good is because there's been a lot of time and work put into them, and a lot of like real honest conversations and time. I mean, time is the big one. And I always think like, okay, well, I don't have any friends because I, like you said, I haven't found like the right friend, or, you know, like I haven't found the right, I don't know. Because, like, okay, I'm talking about, like, close friendships.
Right.
Like, I haven't found, like, that thing. But something that I'm learning, even with, like, the moms group, we go to the park every week all together, and our kids all play together. But, like, when you put in time with people, like, you do get closer, you know? I mean, not if you just keep everything very surface level, but, I mean, this is kind of going off topic, sorry. But anyways... Yeah, like time is a requirement. And I didn't really think about that last week when we were talking about friendships, but I do have these friendships, and we are becoming closer because we are spending time together and we're having conversations, and, you know, so anyways.
So if you would maybe, if we would maybe lower our expectations a little bit, then I don't think we'd get as disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when I said, when I listed all those things out loud of what we were subconsciously expecting, like our kids not to get mad at the 4.5 hour car ride, or our kids to sleep perfectly at night, and like that, like it does kind of sound ridiculous that we were expecting a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old to do these things that we thought, like, we're taking them out of their schedules, out of their natural environment that they're used to, and we're expecting them to act like adults, essentially, you know. But, and it does sound so ridiculous when we say it out loud, but these are things that we do think.
I guess in my head, I don't really like think out like a checklist, like this is what we're going to do and it's going to be like that. I just think out like, these are memories that we could make, like all going and sitting on the dock and having milkshakes and just everyone smiling and laughing and no one, like, that's kind of what I pictured in my head, when in reality it was like we're fighting and everyone's spilling things and they're yelling
so
and
spilling.
We're falling off rocks. And
Forrest is crushing fern every chance he can get.
Yeah. And so I think that, and the another point that I wanted to make is that I think that it's not a pessimist optimist thing. It's not mm-hmm. like, and I really don't believe in realists. Like I don't know. I think that realists just kind of think that they're better than everyone else, but they definitely have.
You have definitely called yourself a realist before, so
yeah. And I think I'm better than everyone else.
Oh my gosh!
Just
kidding. I mean, you do a little bit, but just kidding.
You could throw me under the bus. I threw you under the bus before.
Yeah, you did. Turd.
But I don't think it's about like being optimistic or pessimistic. I think it's about like realizing the subconscious expectations that you have and then mm-hmm. lowering those expectations. Not because you don't deserve to have a good weekend or not yeah. because you don't deserve to have good friends or even maybe not like, yeah, you... It's not about deserving things, and it's not about, mm-hmm. like, trying to have the best life or whatever. Like, if my expectations for this coaching thing, for this, like, if I was like, I'm going to be in the best shape of my life that I've ever been in, and it's going to be fun and enjoyable, and I'm going to love it, and I'm going to have so much energy, and I deserve that, and I'm going to, like, chase after it, and... Because that, I mean, that's what I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's accounting for all of the, like, variables.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really even matter if you deserve it or not. Or it doesn't matter if you, like, should yeah. try harder or whatever. Yes, you should try hard. Yes, you should want to have a good life. Yes, you should want to make good memories. Yes, you should, like, you want the best, right?
Yeah.
But you don't always get the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just...
Well, sorry, one thing about the variables, I just want to, like, add mm-hmm. before you go on. But, like, and a big thing of variables is other people.
Right.
And other people that have their own set of expectations, their own wants and desires. Sorry, there's just like one little comment.
Well, and even with like friends, if it's like, so for instance, if you're like, okay, I deserve to have really good friends or I should have really good friends. And there's a lot of like, actually, we've gotten quite a few questions about like cutting people out of your life mm-hmm. and things like that because they're toxic or they're not adding value. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I can see where you're coming from, and I'm not saying to those people that they should lower their expectations for what a friend is,
mm-hmm.
but I am saying that maybe they should, maybe we should state what our expectations are and then see if that is realistic or not.
Like your expectations for how much we were supposed to pack this weekend?
Right. Yeah, I should have told you that.
Yeah, you should
have. Hey, you don't need 5 pairs of jeans.
I didn't bring 5 pairs. I had 4 pairs.
I don't want to take 7 trips to and from the car.
I am working on my minimizing, but I just needed options.
This story of your
but
life.
But that's another thing that I think is like an expectation that you have, like, because you have this minimalist mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And... You also have 2 kids and a wife who are different than you in so many ways, but mm-hmm. that is one of them. And our kids require like their own set of stuff, you know, like diapers, wipes, pull-ups, like their all their swimming gear and the pack and play, whatever. They have their own set of things, and then I have my own set of things. And you subconsciously expect us to be like light packers like you, and we're not.
Right.
And we're not like, we're not wired like you in that way. We don't like, well, I packed for all of them, so I can say me, I'm not wired like that. I was like, oh yeah, like, well, I brought 5 pairs of shorts for Forrest because I'm thinking like he's gonna get at least like 2 of them super dirty, and then like some of them were comfy shorts for nighttime because it was super hot. And, like, I have, like, all these reasons for why I'm, like, packing the things that I pack. But, I mean, I definitely could take a page out of your book in the packing arena. But the thing is, I'm not like you. So, like, that is a variable in the situation.
See, and I didn't state those expectations. Like, I didn't tell you to pack light, you know?
But even if you did, though, like, I'm still different. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
Right.
You didn't voice them.
And then we get there, and I'm like, holy cow, we brought so much junk. Why did we bring so much junk? This is
you didn't bring so much junk, though.
A That's waste. Like
we fit all of our stuff. Me and the kids fit all of our stuff into
a
one
90-liter.
A duffel bag. That's diapers and everything. That's everything in there besides the pack and play. And I'd say that's pretty good for two kids and a grown adult woman. Zach does not agree, judging by the face he's giving me. Anyways, this is not about packing, but yes.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Purpose of this podcast is to discuss our packing strategies for next time we go on a trip.
Well, now I know.
What are some other maybe unmet expectations because they weren't voiced, or you find yourself disappointed later and you're like, oh yeah, I had maybe...
Like so many things I think in my life, I do that. Like it's really easy to romanticize certain things. And I definitely did that like, well, before I got married, I did that before I became a mom. I did that before I had a second kid. Like you just romanticize these things and you think that they're going to be perfect. And you only think about these, like the wonderful parts that could happen. And obviously you don't want to be thinking about anything that's not wonderful or even anything that's like mediocre, you know, like you just don't think about that before. I don't know. Like that's just, I mean, maybe some people do, but I don't know. You don't think about like, well, before you get married, like we know that people fight and stuff, but like you don't think about, I don't know, like we've had some pretty big fights, you know, and that was for sure not even like a thought in my mind before we got married, you know, because we're best friends and we love each other so much and we have a really good relationship and all that is still true, but there's other parts too, you know, not that like
right, and I'm not saying bad, yeah, I'm not saying that like, and you're not saying this either, but we're not saying that you should expect that life is going to suck.
Yeah, that's not what I mean. And not like I'm saying like, oh, I should have lowered my expectations for marriage because it sucks or anything like that, because that's not the case at all. It's just so different than I imagined. Same with parenthood. So different than I imagined. I did not think it was going to be as refining as it is and like to cause so much painful growth as it has caused in my life and in my heart, you know, like, but it's good. It's like different, but it's also better than I could have expected. It's just better in different ways that I never thought of.
So maybe the answer is just have no expectations.
That, I mean, that would be,
but that's super unrealistic.
Ideal. Yeah.
That's like,
if you have no expectations, that would be ideal, but that, yeah, there's no way. You'd have to just like not even think about that thing at all.
You would have to be like high or drunk all of the time.
Oh gosh, that sounds terrible.
You'd be out of your mind.
Yeah, literally.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally, yeah.
If you don't have expectations, okay, I'm just thinking like, if you go through life without any expectations, like how do you know even what like the next hour is going to look like? Like how do you plan anything? You get in a taxi and you're not expecting that he's going to take you to the destination that you asked him to take you to.
There's probably levels of expectations.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I mean, based on this that we're making right now.
Based on this.
Oh, I have another thing that I always have like unmet expectation. Oh, not unmet, but what you were saying before, like where you have these expectations and it's not necessarily what you think. I always have like unrealistic expectations for my birthday. Like,
yeah, you always. Do.
I do. And I hate that I have these things, but I don't know. Birthdays are important to me. Like other people's birthdays are important to me. And for some reason, I just expect everybody that I've ever known in my life to like, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm necessarily expecting, but it's like, I know it's really selfish. I just like want it to be a bigger deal to people than it should be, you know? And I don't know, but I know that I've had conversations with people about this and I know some people who can relate, but like Zach doesn't really care about birthdays that much. He's like, well, it's just another day, whatever. He doesn't really care about his birthday. I mean, he cares about other people's birthdays, but it's not like, I don't know.
It's just not a big deal to me.
It's not a big deal to him, but
here's one thing,
it's a big deal to me,
that I noticed is because I'm super picky. I've had to learn this the hard way, but like receiving gifts, I just have to have like no expectations.
It's very hard to give him gifts.
Or I will be disappointed.
But even if you don't have any expectations, you still, if it's not like on your elite list of things that you accept, it's like not list. Accepted.
It's like, this would have been better if you just didn't give me anything. To be honest, I hope you have the receipt somewhere.
I mean, you've said that to me about gifts that other people have given you. So like, I mean, yeah.
It's a nice thought, right?
That's the thing that's where.
See, if I turned it all the way down, if I turned my expectometer all the way down to zero, then any gift that I got would be like, oh, that's so awesome. Thank you so much. That's so thoughtful. But
that you even thought of me. That's how I feel anytime that I get a gift, even if it's something that I don't love. I'm like, this person thought about me and wanted to give me something, and that means so much to me.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe some of mine is coming from like material things. Is like,
well, and you just have like a higher standard for the things that you own because you don't own very many things. I mean, like you try to keep your belongings to a minimum. So if someone's getting you a gift, it's got to be like up to your standard if you're going to keep it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It sounds so bad, but I understand you. So it's okay.
Yeah, you do. Good. I do. Yeah. Because I'm not going to keep trash for
a tiny egg pan.
Tiny egg pan for 6 years and just let it collect dust.
Yeah. But I keep things when they're sentimental. Like Zach came in and he was like, are you keeping this? I'm not even going to say what it is. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure I got that from someone for a gift. So let's keep it. And I didn't even know what it was. And I didn't even know who it was from. But I remember like.
And she hasn't missed it. And it's been gone for 2 years now.
That was like last weekend.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's not gone yet.
As if you needed more proof that me and Zach are very different people.
All right. Well, I hope that this episode was helpful.
This is all over the place.
It was
Sorry
definitely
about that.
Like helpful for me just to kind of work through some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah, do you have any recommendations? And do you have a joke?
No.
You have so many jokes you saved. You said you were going to save them.
No, I saved them, but I've used them.
Last week on Instagram. You got a million
jokes.
Okay,
so you start doing yours and then.
I just only have one.
We laughed so hard. Okay, hold on. I'll find it.
Okay. My recommendation is The Full Focus Planner by Michael Hyatt. I like it a lot. Hannah likes it. And it's been helpful for us. It is expensive, but it's a 90-day planner / journal. And it is a life planner. So you put in your goals in your categories, which I really like because he's got it broken up into 10 categories. I'm super nerding out right now. But it's like financial, spiritual, relational, vocational, avocational. There's 10 categories. And then you create a goal, and it can either be an achievement goal or a habit goal. You write down your beginning work day routine or ritual, and your morning routine, and your end work day routine, and your pre-bedtime routine, and your reoccurring things. And it's just been like super helpful for us, and I really like it. If you feel like you could use a little bit more organization and planning in your life, then it might be beneficial. I think they run like $45, and it is a 90-day one. So Hannah probably has spent that much in journals and notebooks for, 2 months.
Ha ha.
Because she loves those. But it's been good for you, right? You like it?
I do. When I'm diligent about filling it out, it is actually very helpful.
Awesome. It's a little bit like bullet journaling, but more focused. So that's what I'd like to recommend. Hannah, take it away because I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Wait, but I need you to laugh with me. Okay, he's gone. Okay, what do you call a Frenchman wearing sandals? Philippe Philop. Do you get it? I can't tell if you get it because Zach's not here to say that he gets it. Okay. I will read another one. Wait, I think I read this last week, but it made me laugh a lot. So maybe I didn't. I'm going to read it again. A man went to a zoo. There was only one animal there. It was a dog. It was a shih tzu. let's see. How much does a hipster weigh? One Instagram. Okay, that's all. I hope that those made sense, and I hope that I delivered them in a humorly fashion. And I hope you guys have a great week. I don't actually know how to shut this thing off, so I think I'm going to have to keep talking until Zach comes back. And hopefully he makes it very quickly, because I don't know what to say. If you guys have any meal prepping tips, I would love to hear them. Okay, and he's back. I told three jokes, and I don't even know if they were understood because you weren't here to understand them or not understand them.
I'm sure they have gotten it.
Yes. Okay, well, we're at the end, so thank you for listening.
Happy trails. Hey, thanks for waiting for me just to say that.
Well, yeah, I was nervous. I didn't remember how to end it, and I don't know how to stop the recording.
You're technologically illiterate.
Yeah, a little bit. That's all right.
Red button. It's like on the VCRs. Square, stop, triangle, play.
There's no red. I mean, I see the red button there, but there's no red on the
All right, happy trails, guys.